Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk to Greg Finberg from Bullets Forever. If you're a Bullets Wizards fan, it's been a good sight for years. He'll jump on with us. We're doing a lot of NBA draft Wizards talk. We'll get to some football. Hoping to get Scott Abraham from Channel 7 on the show next hour at around 12 o'clock. Scott had some news on the RFK Stadium vote and on what it may look like. So we'll talk to our good friend Scott Abraham from Channel 7 at 12 noon. 301-230-0980. I didn't ask you, Max, is there a player in tonight's draft that you are super high on and you think, yeah, this guy's going to be, you know, an all-NBA kind of player 5 years from now, and you'd love to see that player land in a Wizards uniform?
So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I have been combing through all the footage of the the possible, you know, draftees tonight. But throughout the season, I mean, Ace Bailey has been an incredible scorer, and if he falls to six, it's definitely not something you have to, or it's something you have to absolutely consider. But when you look at, you know, the management stuff and all that, like, I understand why it would be a big red flag to a lot of teams. So I, for that reason, Trey Johnson and VJ Edgecombe kind of, they're really just both fun to watch for me. I like watching their athletic ability. So those two guys would be kind of where I would end up picking at six, but I trust Will Dawkins. So we'll see where we end up.
Rutgers last year went 15-17, ended up with a losing record in the Big Ten as well. I think they went 8-12 in the Big Ten with two guys that have been projected top three, and maybe, you know, only one of them goes top, you know, three. Harper, number two overall, and Bailey may fall outside the top five. We'll see. But people, you know, will say, well, how good could they be if at the college level you had two top five-ish picks and you couldn't win? And by the way, I would add to that, Steve Peichel's a hell of a coach at Rutgers. He is a really good defensive coach. And they were not a great defensive team this year. The answer is simple. You don't win, you know, in this day and age in college hoops with young players. You win with the older players, the physically mature players that are in their sixth and seventh years. I'm exaggerating, but not by much. You know, so that's the reason. You know, they both had some really good games. Harper made a half-court shot early in the season. Who did it beat? I think it was Seton Hall. There was a half-court shot that Harper made at the buzzer. It was not a conference game. I think it was a Seton Hall game. Look that up for me. I'm looking for it right now. They each had some moments. I love Harper. I love everything about Harper. Bailey, I've already made myself, you know, very clear on that. Who the hell knows? He's 18 years old, and nobody knows what he's going to be like as a 22-year-old. But when they came, what was it?
It was Seton Hall.
It was Seton Hall. Was it? It was like a half-court shot, right?
Yeah. I'll play it right now if you want.
Yeah, play it. Yeah.
Deep three.
I just found the box scores. December 14th, he hit that half-court shot. He had 24 in the game. Bailey had 21. You know, they both had some big-time games, but it's just hard, especially in a league like the Big Ten, to win with your two best players being two freshmen. It just is, and that's why. They had some games in which, you know, they were right there. And I'm looking through their schedule just coming up with some of the games. You know, they lost in double overtime late in the year to USC. They lost a really close game to Michigan on the road. Yeah, that was a big comeback by Michigan. If I recall, Rutgers had a huge lead in Ann Arbor in that game. Let me see how Bailey did against Danny Wolf and the kid, the Russian kid Golden, in that game. Bailey had 13-9 in that game. Dylan Harper had 17. Yeah, they had a big lead, and they blew that big lead and lost to Michigan. Michigan started getting, they won a lot of close games at the end of the season, including the Maryland game in the Big Ten tournament, which was a phenomenal basketball game. All right, 301-230-0980. Look, I think the top of the draft, I think Cooper Flagg is going to be a star player. I think that's the guy that I would say. And I think Dylan Harper's got a chance to be a star player too. You know, the other players that I really like that I think could end up being star players that aren't, you know, in that group, I like Trey Johnson a lot. I think he is fearless. You go look at some of his highlights. You go look at some of the games. In his very first game as a freshman in Vegas against Ohio State, a veteran team, by the way, he put up 20 shots, 10 threes, was 10 of 20, 5 of 10 from behind the arc, had 29 points in his very first game. They didn't win the game. They lost by 8. This is a guy that just, it didn't matter that he was 17, 18 years old. He was after it against the best league top to bottom in the country. I mean, some of his really good games, all right, against Tennessee, one of the best defensive teams in the country. He had 26 points on 11 of 17 from the floor, 4 for 8 from behind the arc. Against Auburn, when they were number, I mean, they played in order. Auburn number 2, Tennessee number 1 in early January. All right, they lost to Auburn 87-82. They lost to Tennessee 74-70, but he was outstanding in those games. Then a couple of games later, they played number 5 Florida, then number 13 Texas A&M. A&M held him early in the season to 11 points on 2 of 13. That's a good sign for Buzz Williams, Terp fans. But then in the rematch with A&M at home, he had 30 on 8 of 18. You know, I like everything about Trey Johnson. You know, in the biggest games of the year when they got to the end in March, you know, he had a big game and a double overtime win against Texas A&M in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. And then Tennessee held them in check. And then they got beat by Xavier as a higher-seeded team. They were 6, and they lost to Xavier in the first round. He had 23 in the loss to Xavier in that game. I like Trey Johnson at number 6 for them. If Edgecombe fell to 6, I mean, this dude's going to be an unbelievable, hellacious defender. And what an athlete. And then 18, I'd love to see a move up for Queen. I would love to see a move up for Queen. I'd love to see a move up for Jaeger Damon from BYU if he ends up not being available at 18. There are other guys I mentioned. Let's find out who you guys like. 301-230-0980. Give me a player that you're absolutely convinced you're going to be right about and that you'd love to see somehow land in Washington. Ralphie in Bethesda. Ralphie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I disagree with you about Cooper Flagg. I think I like Knuppel better. I think he's a better player. Cooper Flagg is a better athlete, but I just feel like Knuppel, he understands the game. Like, he sees the whole floor. But I don't think we're going to have a chance to get him, so I don't even want to factor him in. He's definitely not slipping past Utah or the Sixers. So in a perfect world, I would take Queen at 6, and I would take Walter Clayton at 18. But Wizards most likely won't do that, so I predict they're going to try to take Fears because he has the high ceiling. And I don't like Trey Johnson at all. He's too erratic for me, and he reminds me of Colin Sexton too much. I just don't like his game, and I just don't think he's a good defender. And then also, I really wouldn't mind Edgar Dameen. I think he's going to be a real solid player. I think he has some injury problems in the beginning of the season, so he didn't really get to showcase all of his skills. But I think he's going to be a real solid player. But in a perfect world, I really think Queen is the best fit. I know there's some concerns about his defense, but I think that he's going to be a really good professional player, and he understands the game. So, that's what I think.
The only thing I would say on your Colin Sexton, you know, comparison is Sexton is definitely more of a point, and Trey Johnson's definitely more of a wing. And Trey Johnson, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm looking it up, he's bigger. Isn't he bigger?
He's bigger, but his decision making is bad, and he looks like he doesn't understand the game. That's why I give Theory the upside, because he understands the game. Trey Johnson, I don't see what people see. They just see the shooting, but I don't see it with him. I really don't. I don't see it with him.
I'm with you, too, on Knupple. I love Knupple. Not that he's better than Cooper Flagg. I disagree with you on that. And, look, you may end up being right. I think Knupple is just super crafty, super smart. What'd you say?
Knupple's a better basketball player. Cooper Flagg's a better athlete.
They're both excellent basketball players. They're both excellent basketball. If you're just talking about feel and guys that know how to play the game, they're both there. You don't like Flagg's IQ and his ability to feel it and pick and roll and pick and pop and post. He's an excellent passer, just like Knupple.
And so many times he's so indecisive. Knupple, he knows exactly what he's trying to do every time he gets the ball. And to me, that's just something you can't discount. So I love Knupple. But like I said, there's no way we're getting Knupple. So Wiggins fan could just, not even count that. And he's not going past five.
Real quickly, though, Ralphie, what's really interesting about Cooper Flagg is I had to watch a bunch of times before I'm like, okay, I get it now. You know, and by the way, people who didn't know Knupple would have said the same thing. You know, early, remember they had some big-time games, like they played Kentucky, I think they played Kansas, they're playing a bunch of games, and there were moments where it's like, yeah, he's a little bit overwhelmed. But the more and more you watch during the course of the year, and remember, they played a schedule. Didn't they play Auburn when Auburn was number one and beat them at Cameron? I think they did.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm pretty sure, and he was incredible in that game. I like both of those players. Knupple's going to be interesting just because of size, quickness, first step, athleticism, etc. But so you're 100% like right. He knows how to play.
Why don't you like Fears?
Not enough of against great competition consistency. It's not that I dislike him. I just like the other guys a lot more. I like Trey Johnson a lot more. I like Edgecombe. That dude's going to be a defender. He'd fit in perfectly with Oklahoma City on that team.
Let me ask you one last question. Do you think it would be irresponsible for the Wizards not to take Queen because they feel like the perspective of the NBA world is that Queen is going to be a bad defender, and not sticking to their board of saying, oh, okay, this is the best player. Because I feel like Queen is probably in the top three best players, but there seems to be like this consensus around him in the NBA world, and that he's not going to be a good defender, and there's worries about his athleticism. But if you look at just from the basketball perspective, he's a great player. Top three.
He is. Let me number one, that would be troubling if they were concerned about what others thought. Of course, you got to play the board the right way, but these boards in NBA drafts, you just got to get it right. And you can't pass in hopes you get them, you know, on your second opportunity. Here are the things, and I watched every single minute of every single Derrick Queen game, and I think you probably did as well. There were two things that bothered me about Queen, and only two. Number one is, you know, he was targeted defensively, and he had a difficult time sometimes moving his feet and staying in front of people. Number two is, there were games in which he just, for periods of time, I mean, he was a true freshman, he would just completely play too casually and have some of the worst turnovers you would see. I mean, bad turnovers, lazy, casual, not into the game turnovers. But I kind of chalk that up to, he's a young player and he's just getting used to, by the way, the Big Ten, in which you got a lot of big men who defend. I think by the time we got to some of the biggest games of the year at the end of the year, he was outstanding. But I could see, from a Derrick Queen standpoint, why he doesn't test well. You know, thanks for the call, Ralphie. You're great as always. I could see why athletically he wasn't very impressive. I do think he's going to end up being a decent shooter at the next level. Jay in Columbia. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I really sure. love Danny Wolf. I think
you like Danny Wolf. Yeah.
Yeah, he just drove me absolutely crazy. But then as the game was going on, it's like, damn, this guy is good. He's got so many blades in that Swiss Army knife. He's got some nasty in him. He's got a high IQ. I think he's a very under-the-radar kind of player that could fit in really well in the NBA because he can do so much. The other guy I really like as a second pick is Clayton. I mean, that guy can find his own shot.
Yeah.
He sees the game at a different pace. I think he's a Brunson-like player. I'm kind of shocked that he's – the mocks have him going so –
me too.
You know, so late. But those are my two guys. The other question I wanted to ask you is, when Ted sells the team, how much do you think he's going to ask for it?
I don't know. You know, your Danny Wolf thing, I remember at one point this year, I'm like, God, man, Michigan's having this great season. And they've got this 7-foot transfer from Yale who basically can play point guard. Remember in some of those games, he was literally bringing the ball up the court and initiating the offense, which was crazy to see for, you know, a 7-footer. He's skilled. Yeah. Did we lose him? Thanks, Jay.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, his skill set was incredible. Like, to your point about the point guard moves, he was doing spin moves, and I'm like, how tall is this guy?
Right. I mean,
he was moving like a 6'5" guard, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So I think he's just got a real unique skill set to his game where you can plug him in so many places. But he's also got a maturity about it too.
Like, no doubt.
He's got some real intellect about the game itself. He sees the game unfold and he's really, really smart. So
by the way, where is Golden projected to go? I mean, the dude was definitely a rim protector and could score and had great hands, great feet. I mean, their size was really impressive. You know, Maryland had Queen and Reese, and Michigan had Wolf and Golden. Where is Golden projected to go?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I'm going to look that up. Let's go to G. G, go ahead.
Yeah, man. I like Trey Johnson, too, but I like Ace Bailey over Trey Johnson. You talk about they take bad shots. Both of them take bad shots.
I didn't say he took bad shots. That's not why I'm not a big fan.
Both of them. No, but see, you tripping off it. You talking about he tapped out. He probably really was sick, Kevin. You were sick the other week and took off because your voice was gone, man. Come on, man. He might have really been sick. You know,
I didn't tap out after somebody came in, joined me as a co-host, and absolutely showed me up like Derek Queen and Reese and everybody else did that night. You know what it looks like. That was a a night in which it was a big time, you know, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, Derek Queen, all on the floor, and he left the game with 4 points, looked terrible, and got outclassed. I said, you can't judge somebody on their worst night. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. But that impression stuck with me. Sorry. It did.
Yeah, but don't let it stick with you that much because
it did.
He's been a high prospect since he was a junior, man. They knew he was going to the league.
Why is he going sick? Why isn't he going to go three as he's been projected for a year and a half now?
Because they said he didn't meet with any teams.
Like, yeah. Why didn't he?
You don't work out. When you don't work out for teams, that's fine. You protecting your investment sometimes. Okay. But sometimes you do got to go on them job interviews so them people can talk to you. So
yeah.
I think a lot of NBA teams is a little scared and skeptical on that. But, you know, you got to sit down and talk to people before you make a multi-million-dollar investment in them. But that's why I think his draft stock done fell. But his skill set, it fits the pros to a T. And he will be a star. And them undersized dudes that I think will be productive in the league, you can't discount what Walter Clayton Jr. did. That platform he was on, he took full advantage of it, and he's a hooper. And Jace Richardson got the pedigree also. Undersized, but he is a hooper. He plays super tough, super hard, super competitive, man.
He did, and when Izzo loves you as a freshman and puts the ball in your hands as much as he put it in Jace Richardson's hands, that means something for sure.
Yeah, but I want to be able to watch Ace Bailey play for the Wizards. I want them to figure out how to get Derek Queen. Derek Queen, he does have some similarities to Joker, but we need to stop with them outlandish comparisons because he's more of a Al Jefferson type dude that really he could score. He's going to figure out how to score in the league, and
yeah,
he can't jump.
It's not a bad comp. I mean, Joker is one of one almost. So it's just stylistically, as you know, that's the way he plays. By the way, real quickly, just announced the college opener on November 7th for both Maryland and Georgetown will be each other. Maryland's going to open against Georgetown at Xfinity Center Friday, November 7th. Georgetown and Maryland set to play each other for the next several years. All right, G, I got to run.
As it should be.
I know.
We've been asking for it for years. Thomas Sorber might sneak in that lotto.
Yeah. All right, I got to run. Alan in Durwood, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Kevin. Let me explain on Ace Bailey. The reason he didn't practice with the Sixers is he doesn't want to go to the Sixers because they have too many offensive weapons. He wants to be the star as soon as possible, and he wants to go to the Wizards. I mean, I'm a Nets fan, and I'd love to see the Nets get him, but if he's there for the Wizards, they should grab him. I mean, he's got Kevin Durant skills. I watched for almost every one of his games, and just for the record, I mean, I was at that Rutgers-Maryland game, and he was sick. I follow everything related to Rutgers basketball, and he was sick that day.
He was in the midst, if you remember, of some pretty horrific games at the time.
Yeah, did you see his games against Indiana and Northwestern?
Northwestern I saw. The Northwestern game, he was incredible. He was incredible.
And Indiana was the same.
But, you know, Northwestern's best player was a 6'7", you know, Nick Martinelli. I mean, let's be fair here. It's not like they had big, rim protectors or defenders.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the Wizards do get him, it'll be good they brought in some veterans because I think he could use that influence around them because he is, frankly, a little bit of an immature goofball, but in a fun way. So, you have to bear with that.
I'm never going to judge somebody on their worst day. It was an impression that I'll never forget. I'm like, you got to be kidding. I wanted to, we all wanted to see, you know, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper and Derek Queen, three, you know, lottery picks in the same game. And he looked terrible, played, like, I had to go back and look this up. He still played 24 minutes, and he was just outclassed. And, you know, finally decided to go to the bench and not come back in. But you're right. He, of course he could have been sick, legitimately sick.
Yeah,
he's a talent, no doubt.
Yeah, to answer your question, Golden is projected as a late second-round pick.
Yeah.
And I agree with your prior caller about Danny Wolf. I mean, if the Wizards could get him at 18, I think they'd have to move up to get him. But I think Danny Wolf would also be an excellent choice.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Those of you on hold that I'm not going to get to, we can come back to this in the very final segment of the show, probably 12:30-ish. We'll finish up, see if we can take more calls and get more ideas on who you guys like in the draft. I see some of the players mentioned, you know, a lot of Trey Johnsons, a lot of Ace Baileys for sure. Time will tell on all these guys, obviously. Up next, we're going to talk to Greg Finberg from Bullets Forever. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.